Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 2nd of February 1972. The title is Signs of a Loving Intellect. The Signs of a Loving Intellect. Are all of you stabilized in the Avyakt stage? You know that only by being stable in the Avyakt stage can you celebrate an Avyakt meeting. Ask yourself to what extent you have become the image that experiences being stable in the Avyakt stage. Every thought and every task of those who remain stable in the Avyakt stage are alaukik. Whilst living in the corporeal world and engaged in physical world, those who have such an Avyakt stage remain as detached as a lotus flower and are constantly loved by the One Father. Those who constantly remain in such an alaukik and Avyakt stage are called Alha Log, that is, the people who belong to God. Log means people, Allah, God. So, those who constantly remain in such an avyakt and alaukik stage are called alha log, the people who belong to God. There are many other titles also. Such souls are called those with a loving intellect. You have the experience of both. Those who have a loving intellect and those who have a divorced intellect. This is why you write the main slogan. At the time of destruction, the Pandavas had a loving intellect and attained victory, and those who had a divorced intellect were led to destruction. Do you apply this slogan to yourselves throughout the whole day as to how long you have a loving intellect? That is, for how long are you victorious and for how long are you defeated because of having a divorced intellect? At the time when you are defeated by Maya, do you have a loving intellect? To have a loving intellect means to be victorious. Since you tell others not to be those who have a divorced intellect at the time of destruction, but to become those with a loving intellect, do you also check yourself as to whether you have a loving intellect or a divorced intellect? Those who have a loving intellect cannot create even one thought that is against Srimat. If you have thoughts, words and actions that are against Srimat, would that be called having a loving intellect? To have a loving intellect means that the love of the intellect should constantly be linked with the One Beloved. When there is constant love for the One, then your love cannot be linked to any person or anything, because to have a loving intellect means to constantly experience Bap Dada to be personally in front of you. When the Father is constantly personally in front of you, then you can never be diverted from the Father. To be diverted means not to have the Father personally in front of you. Because of constantly being personally in front of the Father, the sound that constantly emerges from the lips and hearts of those who have a loving intellect is, I eat with you, I sit with you, I talk to you alone, I listen to you alone, I have all relationships with only you, and I attain all attainments from you alone. Even if they don't say anything, Their eyes and their face speak. Have you become those with such a loving intellect at the time of destruction? That is, have you become those with a constant stage in the love of one? When you personally come to the land of blessings in the corporeal world, in the corporeal form, you have the experience of having a loving intellect in the way that Baba just spoke about, do you not? You relate your experience, do you not? In the same way, if you practice constantly being personally in front of Bab Dada to the yoga of your intellect, then can you not have a constantly loving intellect? Just as when you look at the sun and the rays of the sun come in front of you, in the same way, if you constantly stay in front of the Father, the Son of Knowledge, would you not be able to experience within yourselves the rays of all the virtues of the Son of Knowledge? Even against your conscious wish, you will experience the rays of the Son of Knowledge being absorbed by yourself. But only when you are constantly personally in front of the Father. What will be visible on the faces of those who constantly experience themselves to be in front of the Father, through which you yourselves would understand that they constantly stay in front of the Father? What is visible on the faces of those who stay in front of Baba even in the corporeal form? You can easily have the experience of being in front of Baba in the corporeal form. It is a very old world. You are revising your course again, and so the old words are also being revised. This is also a drill for the intellect. You will develop in the intellect the power to churn. Acha. Firstly, on their face there is the sparkle of being introverted. Secondly, there are all the types of intoxication of the stage of the self-respect of the confluence age and of the future. For instance, one is a sparkle and the other is the intoxication which is visible. So, not only should there be the intoxication visible, but there should also be the spark visible, and as well as being cheerful, there should also be introversion. Such souls are called those who have a loving intellect and who are constantly in front of the Father. If you constantly have the awareness that your body can be finished at any moment, then by having the final moments in your awareness, you automatically develop a loving intellect. When the time of destruction comes, even those who are ignorant definitely make effort to remember the Father. However, their love cannot be linked without an introduction. If you constantly have the awareness that these are the final moments, not the final birth, but the final moments, then by remembering this, you will not remember anyone else. So, do you have such a loving intellect? You are not going against Srimat, are you? If you are having wasteful or sinful thoughts in the mind that are against Srimat, then would you be called one with a loving intellect? Those who constantly have such a loving intellect can become the victorious jewels. In order to become a victorious jewel, make your intellect a loving intellect. Otherwise, instead of claiming a high status, you will claim a low status. So, do all of you consider yourselves to be victorious jewels? You should not have any type of love for anyone. Otherwise, you will come in the list of those who have a divorced intellect. At exhibitions, you take people to the picture of the Confluence Age and ask them where they are and who they are. Why do you bring them to the picture of the Confluence Age and ask them this? Because the Confluence Age is the age of the highest position. In this way, stabilize yourself in an elevated stage and then ask yourself whether you constantly have a loving intellect or not. Or do you sometimes come in the list of those who have a loving intellect and are sometimes crossed off that list? If, even now, you do not have a constantly loving intellect, that is, if you have love for someone or another or a gross way, then, according to the present time when the actual study has finished and the revision is taking place, you can understand how close the time for the exam is. Nowadays, even the government gives tests every now and then and accumulates their marks towards the final exam. In the same way, whatever actions you perform at the present time, think that you are taking a practical paper and that the results of that paper will be accumulated towards the results of the final paper. In a little while, you will also witness that anyone who performs the slightest sinful action will experience punishment in a subtle way. Just as those who have a loving intellect have the practical experience of celebrating a meeting with the Father because of staying in the remembrance of the Father, his activities and his tasks, in the same way, those who have a divorced intellect will have the experience of subtle punishment because of being diverted. This is why Bab Dada is telling you in advance that the experience of that punishment is very severe. From that soul's face, everyone will be able to tell that he is experiencing punishment. No matter how much they try to hide themselves, they will not be able to hide themselves. That punishment of 1 second gives the experience of the sorrow of many births. Just as when you personally come in front of Baba for a meeting of even 1 second, and that meeting of 1 second quenches the thirst of so many births, in the same way, those who are diverted from the Father will have such an experience. Then, they will find it very difficult to stabilize themselves in their stage and escape that punishment. This is why you are being given a warning in advance. Now, it is the time for the exams. Do not then complain that you did not know about the deep philosophy of such actions. This is why, in order to be free from subtle punishment, constantly remain cautious yourselves. Do not make any mistakes. If you make the slightest mistake, then, as it is said, you experience 100-fold benefit for one, and you also receive 100-fold punishment for one. So, you will very soon experience these words in a practical way. This is why You must constantly remain in front of the Father and constantly have a loving intellect. Acha. To the lucky stars who constantly remain personally in front of Baba, Bap Dada says Namaste. Om Shanti.